This is activation number 5. Okay, as you breathe through the body, bring complete awareness of you through the body now, breathing into the brain, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Exhale through the mouth. You breathe into the belly, up into the lungs, up into the brain. Recycle, exhale through the nose, through the mouth. Okay, establish your connection with Earth Mother. You're going to connect with her aspect of these next two activations, techniques you're going to be learning, the kinetics and the cocoon of light. Going to call forth the angelic presences that oversee these techniques. Okay, activate the pillars of light in your awareness. They will be connected with your crystalline angelic shield. And your gateways. Okay, let's do that cleansing breath. Okay, with your eyeballs. Eyelids closed. Look up and together. And bring down a curtain of light. Almost like a shower effect. And let it ripple all the way through your body down into the earth. And do this 2 more times. Eyes up and together. Bringing down a force field of light, crystalline light. One more time. Okay, take the breath as the light. And move it through your spine now. Down through the sacrum, the tailbone. Allow it to move through your arms and your legs. And opening up all the joints. All the subjoints, minor joints, major joints in your body. Okay, breathing into your belly button, activating your sun chakra. Okay, we're going to breathe into and through the solar plexus to make sure that is all completely clear and clean. Releasing any remaining energies that are not yours. Decoding yourself, if necessary. Okay, release yourself from tribal consciousness. Release yourself from your four lower bodies. Okay, call forth the Council of 14. Call forth your soul group and your whole world vibration. You're going to ask your inner child to receive. You can call forth your pets, any family members, any of your ancestors to receive the effects of what you're going to be learning today. Call forth your guardian angel, your healing team, and we're going to ask for support from the realms of essence. And again, those beings that are part of this work in relationship to your learning. Okay, we're going to fortify the cocoon of light around you. Breathe into the cobalt blue vibration. Okay, breathe in clarity and alignment between your solar plexus, your original eight cells, your heart center, your brain, your higher self. Okay, now we're going to tap into the soul signature behind the heart. Okay, bring all of you here, all of your awareness that's supposed to be here for this life. Now, move into that space that we call the mind of God, that is different than the human mind. So imagine and feel that you are tapping into the field of mind of God. Move into that nothingness. Now, from the nothingness, you're going to receive a template that will be your beginning reference for this first technique that you will be learning today. So you're going to see before you a mat, much like we have here in this room, and a person. A body on this mat covered with a blanket. And you will be sitting in meditation on either side of this mat and this body. I'm going to invoke the beings that will work with you in this technique. And they'll be visible to you. So to start this technique, that can last 44 minutes or shorter, I'm going to imagine you being on the side of this body and kind of scooping your hands from the feet and the top of the heads towards the solar plexus, much like you were directing the energies to circulate towards, in and through the solar plexus, which is symbolic of the center of the body. And there will be an archangel presence using your arms and your eyes and your voice in initiating the kinetic flow. So you're just going to observe this. The idea of this technique is to bring forth all emotional, psychological, physical blocks to get that into motion and movement so it can move back into oneness. So these are ancient historical fears that you have held in your body for a long time. These are the hard to get, impossible issues, the very unconscious issues. So you're going to observe as you scoop towards the solar plexus the effects on that body. And imagine that above the solar plexus is like a volcano, and that the energies are being directed into the base of that volcano eventually to rise up and spew out of the top, much like how volcanoes erupt, but gently. Now, within this flow, you will see the figure eight power running. And it can also go from right side to left side to right side, up and down the body. It crosses over the solar plexus. And you're going to see when these blocks start to be initiated into movement. It is much like when your drain gets clogged up, and then at some point you have to put a solvent in your drain to dissolve all that is like been built up and stuck. Same principle. The energies are like this solvent that begins to dissolve and loosen up the compaction of these historical fears. These are archetypal. These are embedded in memory of all cultures on this planet. These are memories of planetary wars, personal wars. These are anything that has affected you, that traumatized you, and kind of put your brain and your mind into overload and then denial. Okay, so imagine that happening for no more than 44 minutes. And then as the energy begins to slow down, it will eventually stop when complete. Now, ideally, there should be no leakage of energy from the body there on the mat. But if there appears to be some during this process, just your intention of sealing these leaks will do it. So basically, you are working in conjunction with archangel energy and presence to help facilitate for the person on the mat. The final stages of transformation and self-healing. And then as you view the body resting, you just observe what's happening. The body will rest for a few minutes. And if you notice the magnetic field and the chakra system and the power points of the body, they're all look different. And then if you view the relationship of the soul to the body, that will also now be different from before. So these are all your reference points on the inner levels. It will shift, but this is the beginning of a reference for you so that you can explain to your clients and people that come to receive this somewhat what is happening. And you, being the clear and perfect channel for this, will also get information that you will verbalize to them at the end of the session, because your telepathic channels will be open. And therefore, you might even get light language. You might get light codes. So your job is to give the information as you experience it without trying to decipher anything. Just give the facts. Okay, so we're going to come closure on that visualization. So take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to pop to the next level or another level. And again, there will be another different person on a mat in front of you. And this body will be, that blanket around this body will be tightly tucked in. So it's form-fitting. Symbolic of this body being in a sarcophagus. Energetically, it's all very compact and tight. And there will be something over the face so that the eyes see only darkness. So the arms will be tucked in as well. And imagine that there will be one person meditating at the head and one person at the feet, both facing towards each other, all facing towards the mat. So there'll be a body laying there and one person at the head and the other person at the feet. And all three bodies will be in a meditative state. And both people at the end will again be clear and perfect channel. This is for archangel energy. And you will see a different kind of cocoon of light around the body. So you can imagine that you are the person at the head, and there'll be another person at the feet. And your whole field will be open for an archangel to literally step into your magnetic field and use your field with your permission for the transmission of light and sound waves, particularly sound wave magnetics, for the person on the mat. And in which case, your arms may move. You may start to make these movements in the air above the person's body. You may find your throat making these tonal impressions or transmissions. So these are all forms of light language and healing vibrations that bypass the mind's ability to comprehend and translate. So this is normally done for about 30 to 40 minutes. And it's done in silence, although there can be quiet music in the background. And the people facilitating this, the students, will be in deep silence into nothing, being and knowing. And the person on the mat will be receiving at the highest levels. The space being created is open-ended, so anything is possible. So imagine now that this particular technique has come to a closure, and again, the person on the mat is going to rest for a bit to integrate. So actually in both cases, both techniques, you will have the receiver roll over onto the right side, and you will do your usual holding of the ends of the spine and then the soft stroking down the spine three times and then grounding off the mat at the end. Okay, so now that's imprinted in your memory banks. Will be neatly filed away in folders called Kinetics, and the other folder will be called Cocoon of Light. These are very advanced techniques, so do not use these on beginners and people with big, big issues. This is for people that come to you as probably the last resort for either dying or making transition. But they have come to you for help because they've run out of options. These could even be kids. These could be elders. They could be any age. You can do this on any, actually you can do this on babies. It'd be perfect. And very young kids. Perfect. You could do that on your pets. You could do this as pre-transition kind of technique preparation for dying. You could do this for expectant mothers. You could do this for people with incurable illnesses or mysterious illnesses. Regarding mental illnesses, you'll have to use your intuition. Okay, we're going to come to closure on that. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, stay in your heart space. Breathe in gratitude and appreciation. More clarity. Balance and harmony. Okay, so when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Let the brain adjust. Drink some water. Stretch. And come into the now.